you in a constant fight with your technology? And does it seem like the technology is winning? Well, you've come to the right place. It's time for Battleborn Tech with your host, Christy.
Even though the trash pickup is tomorrow morning, hold on! Clean up your tech first, because it's Tuesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, and time for Battleborn Tech on FM 95.1 and streaming on KNVC.org. Wondering if cold weather makes your Wi-Fi slower? Does Windows freeze during ice storms? Call Battleborn Tech, 775-241-3571. Warm up our phone lines at 775-241-3571. Opinions on Battleborn Tech are those of the host and callers. This week, we welcome David, Bambi, and Kate. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect those of KNVC or Computer Core. Any questionable takes, wild metaphors, or jokes that should have stayed in the draft mode belong entirely to Battleborn Tech.
We've got three phone calls today, and some of them are kind of long, so we don't have a lot of time in between.
But Anthony would like a word.
Oh, dear.
Last week, he caught that I said quarter inch instead of 3.5 millimeter audio connection. So if you've been jamming them headphone jacks into that little hole, stop now. Quarter inch is, of course, 6.35 millimeters. Will not go into the regular 3.5 millimeter audio connection. So don't do that. One of the things also to remember is that they are not bi-directional, a lot of those cables and inputs and USBs. So be careful which way you're going, and you get the appropriate one for that.
Well, I think we're going to lead into our first phone call of the day. This is David, and David has a printer that has decided to go on strike.
Strike, like an impact printer. I wonder if anybody will catch that one.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is David calling from Carson City.
Hey, David, what's up?
Well, I got this used computer that my buddy sold me, and it's Windows 11.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, and it's, really great computer, but I went to hook up my printer, and it recognizes my printer, but it doesn't print to my printer.
So All right. So
when I click on, down below in the install the new printer, it says click here for help, and the letters are in blue. So I figured it's going to take me to the internet, and it takes me to a website on how to make my computer my default.
Right.
Why does it not know that that's my default printer?
Yeah, they. I think you're in the Microsoft Help craziness where they throw you out on the web without a life preserver there. Is it possibly an HP printer?
It is an HP printer.
Ah, yes, my favorite. Well, what happens is Windows tries, Microsoft tries to install HP and messes it up. Sometimes they'll get only the scanner working or something ridiculous. What you got to do is you kind of sort of, before you plug it in, you got to download that humongous HP install program for that particular printer. Download that, install that, and then at the exact time it says, hey, hook up your printer, and continue with the program, and let HP install it instead of Microsoft Windows. Are you getting blown away there? There's some kind of hurricane where you're at, I suppose.
Right. So it says the preferred type is to download the HP driver window, whatever.
Run away from any website that says driver. Run away. There's so many bogus driver stuffs out there that you just can't trust on clicking on any of those. What do you want to do? You want to go to hp.com support and then find your model and get it right from HP. Three things you never install in Windows. One, antivirus, the building is fine. Two, any kind of cleaners that's going to blow your user profile and break it, so you can't use your computer. And three, what's the other one? Oh, drivers. Yeah, drivers, what we were talking about. So don't do any of those third-party ones. Those are just a lot of problems.
Okay.
Every week someone comes in, one of those three has messed up their computers. So you want to go right to HP after you delete the whatever Windows did to you. Unplug your. Are you plugged the printer directly into the computer, or is it on the network? Oh, okay. Well, that makes it simpler. Yeah, definitely unplug it, the USB from the computer. Clear it all out from Windows. Reboot. Download the correct one. Install it there. Wait till it tells you to plug it in. And when it tells you to plug it in as you're running the install, then plug it in. So Windows doesn't get a grab of it and mess it all up again. Yeah, they don't tell you that.
Same thing for my scanner then, but my scanner's not an HP. It's just some...
Well,
you know,
yeah, that's the best practice. It might work. Microsoft might guess correctly. Sometimes Microsoft work. My experience is that it doesn't have a really good track record with HPs, especially if you got a newer computer and an older HP. If you have the exact same year on both, say, it probably may work. A brand new HP printer with a brand new computer, that may work. But new computer with an old printer, probably not. You're probably going to have to do it.
All right. Well, that explains it. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Battleborn Tech.
Well, the information I gave David was absolutely true and correct, and do not do it. One of the problems is that they just don't keep up those fancy printer softwares as the Windows move along. And so you try to install the program with all the bells and whistles and wonderful things, and it does not work with a later version of Windows, even the same version, but a later edition. So what you need to do is scroll on past the super duper everything software package, Yahoo, and just look for the driver. Just give up. I mean, you want it to work. You don't need all the bells and whistles. If you do need the bells and whistles, you're almost forced to get a printer that is contemporary with your computer. Also, you can do a lot of conniptions and craziness and install and troubleshoots and previous versions, and you might get it working. But most people, you just want to find driver only. Now, it would either be the driver over called PCL, printer control language, or also possibly the whatever the other one is that goes out of my mind right now. But that either one of those would work. HP, I like PCL on that, printer control language. But just look for just the driver, install that, and you should be good to go. If you're trying to install the software, you're probably going to run into sadness if it's any kind of time lapse between the printer and the computer install. So you want to look for that.
Okay. Well, we got a little safety update here. Sometimes when you log into a website, you'll get a pop-up window asking for your login credentials that seems to be floating separate from the web page. And that's unusual in and of itself, because most web pages have their logins built right in. But sometimes, like if you have a financial step, like you're buying something and you have a PayPal pop-up, you need to grab that window and drag it. If you cannot drag it outside the boundaries of the browser, like it runs up against the border of the browser and stops, chances are pretty good you've got a malware interceptor going on, and it might behoove you to not enter anything into that particular window.
Yeah, it's just a painting of what is really. It's just a false thing made with cascading style sheets instead of an actual web page. It's actually coming from the malware. It's coming from inside the house, especially on phones. Phones, it's really easy to do. You want to make sure you can move that outside of your browser Windows, maybe even have to move it down, scrunch down the browser window, see if it moves out. So be careful with those. It's a common malware vector now.
We got another phone call here. This is Bambi. And Bambi wants to dive in and play with some trial antivirus. Do we think it's a good idea? Well, stay tuned and find out.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Bambi.
Hey, Bambi.
And I'm calling because we have a computer at work that we got, and it had a big box trial antivirus program on it.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you for the big box. Yes, yes. From so you bought it, and they had like, hey, we're going to try this. Here's some antivirus for you. Yeah, okay.
Right, and I got notification that time's up. And I'm wondering, is there any particular antivirus program I should be looking at?
Yeah, we like the antivirus. That's, we're talking Windows, I imagine. I always should ask.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we recommend none, but in reality, it's the one that's built in. They'd call it different things, Microsoft Defender, Windows Antivirus. They'd call it different things. I don't know what they're calling it this month. But it's the one built in from Microsoft Windows. You don't have to install it. If you uninstall whatever they gave you, it will suddenly wake up and say, hey, there's no antivirus here. Should I be turned on? And you say, yes, Windows, please turn it on. And I think Windows even automatically turns it on. But it's Windows Defender, Windows Antivirus, the one built right in. That's the best. You know, they had their day, the antivirus, and then Microsoft says, maybe we ought to do that. So they include it now. And there's really little value in adding on top of that. In fact, it makes it more complicated, more fragile, and another something else to break and something else to attack. So I don't know of any, but maybe there's one person somewhere, but we don't. Most security people, most computers say, nope, just use built-in Windows. So that's the advice. But the real thing about getting your computer safe is don't click on stuff. Have you gotten emails saying, you know, hey, you need to log in again, or you need to check your account or your password? Have you seen those emails?
No, I haven't. But we have been getting spam.
Yeah, it's spam, or it's phishing emails that try to get you to click a link or try to get you to go to a site, try to talk you into doing something, or you need this driver download or whatever. Those are where the viruses come in, and antivirus don't help you because antivirus, it's like, it's like locking a door, and those malware emails, they're kind of like people knocking on that locked door saying, hi, free pizza, you know, and you open it up. And, well, that's not the lock's fault. It's because pizza's delicious. That's the fault of the problem. So
I have a question.
Okay.
How would I check to see if Microsoft Defender is turned on?
Yeah, you can down in the bottom right corner, I don't know what they're calling it now. They used to call it the notification area. There might be a little shield with it, you know, a shield looks like a shield, with
right.
Perhaps a green check mark would be lovely. Also, you can go into, settings, the little gear shift, the cog, not really a gear shift, but a.
Right. I'm familiar with that one, but that's how I want to
look at. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's different ways. Yeah.
So
settings.
So
and
I get into settings and.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
What?
Then you go privacy and security. Very good. Down the end. At the top, it should be Windows security. And that should tell you all you need there. Virus and threat protection. It should have a little green check mark. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I use Apple at home. Does
okay.
Apple also have. Automatic.
Yeah, they do, but they're not really a target, and we recommend, you know, just letting Apple take care of you as there as well. I mean, I don't know what you're doing, Bambi, but you probably don't need any extra protection other than what Apple is a much more secure operating system is, and it's not a big target. People don't go crazy trying to get in like they do Windows. Apple's only a couple percentage points of the market. So the miscreants try to get into Windows and they kind of leave Apple alone. So I think you're okay with just not worrying about it right now. And still be careful what you click on and what websites you go to. Same thing. Okay.
Okay, well, I love your answers.
Oh, well,
and
good.
It's saving work, the business money.
Well, there you go. That's another way of looking at it. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Careful what you click out there. Good. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Matterborn Tech.
Thanks. Thank you, Christy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, a lot of those trial programs are just that, trial programs, and do not try them. Just get rid of them. I think we're going to have a disclaimer, everyone. Every show saying antivirus add-ons, cleaner add-ons, firewall add-ons, driver updates. No. Just don't do it. They get paid to be on there, so you have to consider what kind of program has to pay to be installed. I mean, one of the good programs, you go seek them out yourself, so don't do it. Built in Windows is just fine. Sure, years ago people were saying, yeah, you had this add-ons and all that, but that's XP time. That's many variations ago. Don't do that no more. So just get rid of those add-on antivirus. Make sure Windows antivirus is running. That's all you need. And in fact, that's all you need for antivirus. But you got to be careful about what you click on. Like we told in the last segment, what you say yes to, that's the way it comes. It comes in through emails, not through malicious files anymore.
I've had to do some computer cleanings, trying to get rid of bloatware that gets installed with those antivirus trials. And it's almost impossible to rid a computer of those files. Yep, practice online hygiene. Wash your hands. Wash your inputs. We've got another phone call here, the last one of the day. This is Kate. And Kate, oh dear, it looks like she's going to interrupt an update. Now, this may be bad. It may be okay, but let's find out which it is.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Kate, and I have a laptop question for you.
All righty.
I suppose it's actually sort of a hypothetical question because I didn't break anything this time. But
okay,
let me
no
tell
judging,
you what happened.
No judging on Matterborn Tech. What's
okay.
up?
So the other day I flipped open my laptop and instead of seeing my opening screen, I see upgrade underway. Do not turn off computer in big bold letters. And I had no idea how much battery life was left in the laptop. And so I grabbed it off the couch and scurried to the office and plugged it in quickly. But the thought crossed my mind, what are the dire consequences of turning off the computer or having it run out of power in the midst of an upgrade, an automatic, you know, upgrade that it just automatically does, whether or not you have enough battery power for it or whatever. And do I have to, like, take it out and shoot it if it runs out of power?
Oh, like Office Space, yeah, Office Space. Beat it to death, yeah. well, it could be nothing. It could be you have to start over. It could be all the way up. I work in a refurbisher, and we sometimes update the BIOS, although the guys are a little scared about that, because one time we lost power, the entire facility lost power during a BIOS update, and the laptop was then just paperweight, just metal and plastic. It wasn't working no more. So a BIOS update is how the computer turns on, and once you can't turn it on, well, you can't work on it, can't fix it.
that makes sense.
Somebody could have been me, accidentally pulled out the power of a laptop thinking, well, it's on battery-wise, but forgot he took the battery out. So
We
call that bricking a computer. When it becomes, bricking. Instead of a computer, it's just a brick in the wall, another brick in the wall. So those are the worst things. During updates, it's changing out file versions, and so you might end up with a mixed up operating system with some files that are new and some that are old, and the old and the new, just like all the way back to Bible Day with the wine and the wineskins, don't work so well. So that could be, you could become with a non-bootable system, an unstable system, unreliable system, it could just pick up where it left off, say, and you could get lucky. So if you're feeling lucky, try that. Some of the updates, especially BIOS updates, because that's more serious when you screw up, actually will check for the battery and check to see if you're plugged in. And they require a certain amount of battery level, or they require you to be plugged in and have a certain amount of battery level before you can update. Some of them do check for that. It's that serious of a thing on the BIOS. The other stuff, you may have to reinstall the operating system, but it's not throw away the computer time. Well, there are no civil or legal penalties for doing that, by the way. technical issues. Is that what you're looking for? Or?
That's exactly what I was looking for, because this one was like, you know, as soon as I flipped open the laptop, it said you're 35%, you know, completed or whatever. And by the time I plugged it in, it was 100%.
I've had days like that when I feel like 35, 40% complete. Yeah, I know.
All day long.
Yeah, it's all
but
day
by the
long
time, day. By the time I made it to the charger, it was at 100%. And so obviously there wasn't a lot to be done, but it made me worry that, well, what happened if it had been something. So I'm pleased to know that there is something smart enough to check to see if it's plugged
in. On the big ones, on the BIOS. Yeah, on the BIOS ones, but Windows not so much. Okay. One of the other things that could get you that they don't tell you is if you don't have enough disk space. For a while there, they were selling 32 gigabytes of disk space, hard built-in solid-state storage, 32 gigabytes. And it was fine for the first few versions of Windows 10. But toward the end, it needed more than 32 gigabytes to update. It needed the free space, and so it wouldn't update, and it kept failing, and people were bringing them in. What's wrong? It won't ever update. It just didn't have enough disk space, because Windows is notorious for not checking on disk space. It just goes blithely on thinking it's got all the room in the world. So that's another thing to check on. Updates are just making sure you don't running low on update space. It used to say a third of the disk should be free way back in the day, that much. So take a look at that today. That'd be another thing to take out. Check your batteries, check your battery, your plug-in. And I'm glad you don't leave it plugged in all the time. That's a good thing. Leaving a laptop plugged in at the time really, really wears out that battery and might even damage it. So that's good that you're letting it run down and putting it back up. So good. All right. Well, thanks for calling Battleborne Tech with a preemptive worry before the disaster. Call us before you ruin your laptop. Work better that way. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, the worst thing can happen, you can what's called brick the computer, as I told Kate. And so let's not risk that. That is a sad day. And that's mostly only for the BIOS updates. Those are particularly scary that way. But you could end up with a corrupted system, a boot loop, repairing, rebooting. Could get a black screen with just the cursor floating around. Could even get the dreaded no operating system found, which is very sad to get that. Even if you do get it going, you could have random crashes, missing drivers, a broken login, user profile error where you get this temp profile. Those things are maddening. Apps failing. So be very careful with that. Make sure you have enough battery. Make sure you're plugged in. If you got a laptop, make sure you have the battery in the laptop. Make sure that you don't accidentally turn them off at that. What we didn't talk about is BitLocker.
Uh-oh.
If BitLocker is involved, and you mess up your operating system, guess what? You have a hard time getting that data back. You better have your Microsoft account password and information handy so you can get that code and then do it. In fact, you probably want to look right now at device encryption and maybe consider turning that off. It's a huge speed hit if you got an M.2 or anything modern in storage, and it's something you need to do.
Well, Christy, I think we're actually kind of coming up to the end of the show, amazingly enough. And I'm just wondering, what sort of strange, arcane, technical wisdom do you have going out, oh guru?
This has been Battleborn Tech. Call or text 775-241-3571 anytime from anywhere. Thanks to our callers, David, Bambi, and Kate. Our callers are Battleborn. They face the spinning wheel. They stare down the frozen screen. Be like them. Ask the question. Own the reboot. Leave a message at 775-241-3571 and give us a good time to call you back to record some tech help for a later show. 775-241-3571. For consulting and tutorials, visit your local neighborhood computer shop, Carson City Library's Tech Busters, every Monday at 3 p.m., Carson City Senior Center's Tech Help, midday on weekdays, or a computer user group like CarsonCityLinux.org, meeting this and every third Saturday at Computer Core in Carson City. Theme music is by Breakmaster Cylinder. That's break, like a single LED in a refrigerator that makes meal prep a dark pattern struggle. Our engineer is Joe Bly. When others just get a bigger reboot, Joe saddles up Wireshark and guides the packet safely across all seven layers. Produced by Christy Ramsey, translating tech confusion into human conversation since 1976. Ex post facto checking by Anthony, who is the human two-factor authentication for our entire show. Notice some of our jokes are courtesy of ChatGPT. Get revenge by having it write a detailed recovery plan for no keyboard found. Press any key to continue with illustrations. Battleborn Tech reminder, KNVC is a community, nonprofit, volunteer radio station. No government funding, no corporate overlords, just people like you, keeping the lights on and the mics working. If you value that, visit knvc.org and click donate. Our email is questions@battleborn.tech. That's questions with an S and T-E-C-H at the end. Our latest links are bbtl.ink/stats, STATS. Get the links you missed there. This has been Battleborn Tech, a registered service mark of Christy Ramsey. Carefully review this episode or speed listen to the ones you missed at knvc.org in the local program section or bbtl.ink/shows. Have a neat week and tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific right here on KNVC FM 95.1. We troubleshoot the tech. High Desert Music up next showcases the talent. Stay tuned for Molly Moser and the original tracks from musicians across Northern Nevada, because local creativity deserves local airwaves.